This is Sissy Bass bringing you Sissy Bass Watson. Now, pardon my voice. The flu is trying to mess up with my voice, but I refuse to be messed up in the name of Jesus. Now, my scripture for today is taken from Romans 8, verse 12 to 16. Romans chapter 8, verse 12 to 16. And this is part one of this podcast that I've titled, You Are Who God Says You Are. You are who God says you are. Romans 8, 12 to 16 says, and I'll read just the verse of 15. The spirit that we received is not a spirit that makes us slaves again and causes us to fear. The spirit that we have makes us God's chosen children. And with that spirit, we cry out, Abba, Father. Now the scripture is saying the spirit that you have now and the spirit that I have now makes us God's chosen children. Now you may wonder, giving all your past and remaining sin, who am I that God would welcome me? Who am I that God would love me so much? Who am I that God would show me so much favor and mercy? Remember, you are who God says you are. You are special in His eyes. You are His own chosen generation. You are a royal priesthood. You are created in His own image and likeness. You are celebrated, crowned, kissed, and loved because Jesus paid off your debts with His own life. He suffered for our sin and purchased our acceptance. His sandals with John the Baptist was unworthy to untie, now rest upon our feet. God isn't so cheaply sentimental as to forget all our crimes, but He is so loving as to sacrifice Himself for all our crimes. Now, if you have been reborn, if you are repenting of your sin and believing the gospel, you are a child of God. And this status comes with authority. The status that you have declared today, that you are a child of God, that you have declared from the day you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that status comes with authority. To all who did receive Him, who believed in His name, He gave authority to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Hallelujah. John 1, 12 to 13. You may not feel particularly childlike. You may not be enjoying His word every morning, but do not let the liar convince you that you are not a child of God. Don't let the enemy convince you that you are not loved by God. Don't let the enemy convince you that you are not His chosen child. Don't let the enemy convince you that you are forgiven. Don't let the enemy convince you that you are not the apple of God's eye. The question can never be, who are you to go to God in prayer? The question now is, who are you to say away? Who are you to stay away when God has invited you? Let me repeat that again. This flu is not helping me. The question can never be, who are you to go to God in prayer? The question now is, who are you to stay away when God has invited you? You are chosen, not forsaken. You are free, not a slave. He is for you, not against you. God is for you. God is not against you and will never ever be against you. You are His child, not an orphan. That is who you are, because that is who He is. He loves you. He embraces you. He crowns you. Never settle for living in the mud. Never settle for living a life that God doesn't want you to live. Never settle for living a life of guilt and shame. Never settle for living a life of unworthiness. You are worthy before God. You are precious before Him. We are faced with many battles in our walk of faith in life. We can face many doubts in life. The devil will put doubts in our minds and will use people to do the same. But how many of you know that the enemy is a liar and the loser and show is His family, His mother-in-law, His father-in-law, and the whole entire family? They are liars and they are losers. Now the question now is, what can we do to overcome and have victory in our Christian walk? We need to digest the word, and promises of God. When you see someone walking by faith and walking in the Spirit, you can be sure they are walking in the Word of God. Now, I just want to remind you of who exactly you are as written in the Word of God. You are a child of God, Romans 8, 12 to 16. You are forgiven, Colossians 1, 13 to 14. You are saved by grace through faith, Ephesians 2, 8. God does not forget the sinner, He forgets the sin. You are justified, Romans 5, 1. God does not justify us because we are worthy, but by justifying us, make us worthy. God does not justify us because we are worthy of that justification, but by justifying us, makes us worthy. Justification means just as if I never sinned. In His eyes, you've never sinned. So long as you go before Him and ask for mercy, God will cleanse your sins, the present, the past, and the future. That's how faithful He is. Now, this is not to say that we're going to live a sinful life. No, because the love of God alone, that love that He has for you alone, would give you that desire not to turn against Him, would give you that desire not to be disobedient to Him, would give you the desire to make sure you are at peace with Him and you are walking in accordance with His word. Hallelujah. You are sanctified. 1 Corinthians 6:11. Sanctification is not something our Lord does in us. Sanctification is Himself in us. Sanctification is God Himself in us. Now, this is part one of You Are Who God Says You Are. And I will continue with part two on Monday, God willing. Remember, if there's anything you would take away from this podcast, I'm going to emphasize again, you are a child of God. You are forgiven. You are saved by grace through faith. You are justified in the name of Jesus. You are sanctified in the name of Jesus. You are righteous in the name of Jesus. You are precious in the name of Jesus. You are beautiful in the name of Jesus. You are successful in the name of Jesus. You shall be at the top and not at the bottom in the name of Jesus. You are who God says you are. Rise up and take that challenge upon yourself. Let that be your motto every single morning. When you wake up in the morning and you're faced with a challenge, stand on the neck of the enemy and say, "Devil, you have no power over my life because I am a child of God and I am who He says I am. You have no power over me. You have no authority over me because my God has given me the power and the authority to trample upon you. So today I command you to flee from my life in the name of Jesus." Today, remember, you are who God says you are. You are not what society says you are. You are not what your father says you are. You are not what your manager says you are. You are not what people say you are. You are who God says you are. God bless you.